Uber, the ride-hailing app, is in business with hundreds of virtual restaurants. These are restaurants that exist mainly online, delivering food to your house via a service called Uber Eats. Uber says it is helping restaurants grow their businesses and providing a service to customers. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports on how it works and why it's such a divisive issue in the food industry.
It's a chilly autumn afternoon, but inside a little Brooklyn bakery, it's hot and busy. La Gran Vía Bakery, founded in 1978, makes typical Latin goodies, coquito, tres leches, and homemade dulce de leche, and cake, as I walk in, one customer is ordering for a birthday.
¿Quiere que le escriba algo? ¿Qué le escribo?
Happy birthday, Ronnie.
Behind the pastry counter in a corner, there's a little grill with meat patties sizzling. A few months ago, Uber Eats approached the bakery with a proposition that sounded bizarre to owner Betsy Leyva. Why don't you set up a virtual restaurant?
I was like, are you crazy? Like, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about?
A restaurant that exists solely online. Uber Eats suggested they serve burgers, nachos. The Leyvas decided to give it a shot. That's how Brooklyn Burger House was born. Leyva says it might be virtual, but the profits are real.
We've increased our sales by about 30%. So it's very exciting. It is very exciting.
Elise Profis leads virtual restaurants at Uber. She explains that people use Uber Eats to search for food.
And when we see people searching for something but not finding it, that signals to us that there's an opportunity and there's unmet demand.
Then Uber Eats approaches an eatery and suggests they create a virtual side restaurant with the dishes people are looking for but can't find enough of. Daniela Galarza is a senior editor of Eater magazine, a publication about the industry. She says in the restaurant biz, the delivery part has always been a headache.
Where they have to pay somebody, they have to figure out if they need to insure them, you know, they have to figure out the delivery distance, do they need to provide them with a vehicle, a car, a bike, whatever it may be, whereas Uber, it's already built into that platform.
Not everyone sees Uber Eats and the virtual restaurant as a good thing.
You know, I haven't had the stones to say, all right, cut them off. I mean, although many, many people would love to just tell Uber to go, you know, jump off a bridge.
Jay Gerrier owns Canaroso, wood-fired pizzerias in Texas. They specialize in thin crust. You know what else is thin? He says, profits. On any restaurant. And Uber Eats is taking a big slice.
You know, because they charge us between 30 and 35% of whatever the bill is. And then the customer pays anywhere from, you know, $2 to $6 for the delivery, plus the service fee, plus credit card fees. So, you know, it's nuts.
Uber Eats wouldn't provide specifics on how much it charges restaurants. It says it varies by location. Gerrier says for all the promises of expanding a customer base, delivery is just never as profitable as someone dining in. And it's not just that.
You know, when I was growing up, it's like I loved, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because I knew there was a chance, just a chance that we may be going out to like the neighborhood restaurant.
He wonders, are we losing that? But Gerrier still uses Uber Eats to deliver his pizzas. He feels he can't say no, because for better or worse, big tech has staked its fork deep into America's dish. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.